Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to a brand new episode of the Mindset Kitchen podcast with your host, Chef Hashim, and my man, Kareem. Hey, Kareem, what's up, bro? How's it going?
What's going on, Chef? What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. Super excited to wrap up the year with this one.
Yeah, so I know some, I think some of you might be thinking like it's been like 2-3 weeks that, I think literally 2 weeks that we rolled out an episode. Usually December, the last year gets really busy. And I think for Kareem also, it was very busy. And even for me. And surprisingly, and we had this discussion like, you know, should we break and we restart in Jan again? But, you know, then we thought, you know what, let's do one episode, even a super casual one, so that, you know, we stop strong. So we can, you know, just start, you know, where we left. So guys, today's episode is going to be very light, super short, super sweet. So Kareem, first of all, Kareem, so how's it going? How's things in Ireland? How's the climate there?
Man, things are good. I think the Christmas season is in full swing over here. Mm-hmm. But in the same time, it's, you know, it's just in and out of like lockdowns and things like that. So it's a good vibe overall, but in the same time, people wish that they could be out, you know, doing more and things like that. What about you? How's it going over there?
Yeah. So for, technically I'm not where I'm usually, I'm not in Dubai. So I'm in,
I noticed.
yeah. Kareem, you know, more than noticing, you know where I am. So I'm currently in Serbia. I'm in Belgrade to be exact. And like you can see, I have a fancy setup today. It's not the same background. I'm at a place, you know, like a proper full setup studio. That's why I have good lights and good angles. So I just decided to take a break. This year was super hectic. And one of the reasons I actually took this break is to actually, one of the things I wanted to achieve or out of this trip was I wanted to plan 2021. So Kareem, I think today's episode can be about, about planning, you know, what do you have in mind? So I'm going to, you know, pass the ball to you first. So what's your plan? Like, what have you, do you have any goals or something? Have you set up something? Because this past 9-8 months have been, I think it's been a very interesting journey for everybody, you know, all of our listeners, mm-hmm. and even personally for us. There are a lot of things we've achieved. There are a lot of things, you know, a lot of things did not go as planned. And if anything, this year has taught us a lot of stuff. Yeah. So I think it makes a lot of sense, you know, if we plan. Again, you don't know how next year is going to be, but I think it's better to, you know, at least have a plan in place. So mm-hmm. what about you? What do you think? What are you thinking about next year? What do you have any like solid goals that you want to achieve?
Yeah, man. So first, let me say that, you know, it's all based on learnings that happened in this year mm-hmm. and predictions of what's probably going to be the most important thing going into 2021. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the frameworks that I found, I will probably do a separate episode on this, like maybe in the future, in the new year. But I did want to preview it because I thought it was a nice way to really come up with categories for what you need to, for what I need to do, mm-hmm. You know, going into the new year. And these, they call them the five F's. Ah. So they're basically, and you know about this already, but I'm just gonna recap it quickly. So for me, it's about, in this specific order, it's basically faith, mm-hmm. family, fitness, finance, and finally, freedom. And I didn't come up with this. I think, I don't know who came up with it, but it's something that, you know, a lot of people talk about, like these five F's pretty much. Faith and family are pretty straightforward. Family also includes like family and friends and closed ones. The fitness one is quite interesting because it's not just talking about exercise, but also like mental health and just like being mentally fit.
Because
mentally
Kareem, positive. You're already super fit. You know, just agree it. Like, you know.
I don't know about that, man. But I, one of the things that's literally good for me is doing this show with you, man. Like Mindset Kitchen is a huge part of that third F. Bro, and then, of course, finance is, finance number four is related to business, but also other things. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. you know, and then the last one is freedom, which is, and I, this is the one I struggled with the most, because it's like, what do you mean by freedom? Like, we're already free. What do you mean? You know, but what it really means is having, my interpretation of it is just freedom of time and freedom of doing what you want to do, how you want to do it, when you want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, even when you're running your own company, sometimes it could feel like a glorified job. What I mean by that is, you're still, instead of working for someone, you're working for yourself, but you're still in this like job mentality versus, for example, an owner mentality where you're empowering other people to take the...
No, you know. I mean, I don't want to... I will also not, because I can speak a lot about this, but like you said, we need to do a...
Yeah, yeah.
But bro, this is amazing, man, because, you know... see, this is why we do Mindset Kitchen, bro, okay? Today morning, I was having a call with one of my clients, my personal clients, and we were discussing his 2021 plans and how he was going about. So all the goals that he was setting and I was thinking of fell under these categories, yeah? But the moment you told me this, I remember we had this as a topic in one of our episodes, and I think this was by Jamal King. Like, I can see, you know, you had written it down. You were the one who wrote down this topic, by the way.
Yeah.
So, honestly saying, I think this is going to be my framework as well, because I've already written down everything that I want to achieve in 2021. But I categorize them. Like, I categorize them to personal and professional stuff. Like, personal, like you said, the faith, family, fitness comes in the personal. And the finance and freedom comes in like professional and like, you know, just to have a clear idea. And so what I was going to do is take some concept within the podcast that through Mindset Kitchen, what I've learned. Like, so what I was telling this client of mine is, I was telling him, you know what, you can take, for example, lead and lag from this episode. And for everything, you put a lag measure. Now, for people who have not heard this episode, guys, if... you're going to plan for 2021, yeah? See, this is not... I'm not talking about the resolutions, you know, resolutions that never work out. Like, it's like first month of Jan, the gyms are full, like, you know, people are eating all healthy, vegan, organic, like, free range, what you have you not. Like, in Dubai, KFC and McDonald's is not... there are no people there. And after a month, people come back with a vengeance and gyms become empty. So this is not what I'm talking about. So... in this past year, we have discussed enough concepts and enough things on our podcast. Like, you know, two or three of these episodes, you can actually take them and you can use to plan. So what I thought for myself also is, I'm going to write down everything, okay, under these categories, what I want to achieve. And I'm going to see what and all prioritize, like two or three. And what I'm thinking is, I'm going to put lead and lag for everything. And let's see.
I love that, man.
And on top of that, Kareem, you know, we discussed this. I'm yet to finalize that.
Me too.
Yet to finalize, hopefully in a week's time. But when I finalize, I'm going to set up accountability partners for that. So there will be things you will be my accountability partner for. There will be things somebody else.
Man.
So for everything, so that, you know, it's like, you know, usually if I'm going to think, you know what, I'm going to get a six pack. I always take this example, even though I don't want one, or I want to, you know, I don't know. I want to do something else. But this time I'm going to put up accountability partners.
Five packs,
maybe not a six pack, maybe. You know, so definitely. So if you guys are listening to this, there is only one takeaway from today's episode. Yeah, that is like Kareem was saying, you know, Kareem just stole the show today, like with this five F's, man. I mean, this is, you know, seriously, this is everything. If any of you think, you know, think about, you know, in this five things, which is faith, family, fitness, finance, freedom. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are your goals that you need to set? And secondly, this is something I want your opinion on, Kareem. Now, we spoke about five things. On the contrary, I was also thinking, see, me and you and some people, the wavelength we operate on, we always are very tough on ourselves. Okay. We push ourselves a lot. Now, this is not the case with a lot of normal people, which is completely fine. Yeah, like, okay, you and me, we are always like in some sort of competition with ourselves. I can talk about myself 100%. And I know about you as well, okay? Like, some of the things Kareem does is, in a week, he does records 25 videos. Okay, I'm just going to put it out. Sorry, bro, I'm just going to tell it. Like, this is the kind of stuff.
Yeah, let's go, man.
Yeah, so, okay, this is the way we do stuff, yeah? Like, but for a normal person or a person who's listening to this, who has a job and who has family, which, you know, and they don't think they can make, what I think is, don't have too many targets for 2021. I think focus on one thing. If there is one, what is that one thing that you can change or add in your habits?
Yeah, and I would add on that is, especially if people like this idea of the five categories, you know, I would even add, you know, one thing for each one of the categories, you know, because maybe when you're in, let's say when you're in fitness mode, or when you're in finance mode, or when you're in family and friends mode, of course, you know, you have, people will have the capacity. This is a really bad example, but it's like you just had dinner. When you start thinking of dessert, your mind always finds space for dessert. So it's okay. You know, you're able to have that capacity for that other thing. It's a terrible example, but you know what I mean. And so even if people want to create like one one goal per category, like Chef's saying, like you have a much higher probability of being able to achieve those.
Yeah.
But yeah, Chef, back to you.
No, the reason I'm saying this is, I want to be realistic, because even with this client of mine, he already put his plan, and he was he's a coach himself, and he's actually preparing this presentation to actually present for like 15, 20 people or 30 people. So this is what I felt. He had a very beautiful plan. So I told him, you're talking to like normal people. Okay, I'm not saying we are abnormal people. It's just that, you know, we are maybe, you know, we keep trying to push things, and, you know, and it's not necessary sometimes.
Bro, I think we're abnormal people, man. That's just my assessment of you and me.
Yeah, that's exactly what I not want to say, but I think you're right. But so this is what I told him. Don't tell people to do so many things, because, you know, you remember in Power of Habit, there was this, in the habit loop, there is something called the cornerstone habits, or cornerstone habits. Try to develop one habit like that, because those habits are like a gateway habit to everything else.
100%.
So if 2021, your thing is going to be, I'm going to have more discipline with myself. And this is the only goal, like the lag measure I will have actually put. And every 3 months is, because just imagine if you are able to achieve discipline in whatever you do for 3 months, then you can add, then you can also start becoming, you'll reach in that space where you will start pushing yourself. You can start pushing your, you know, you can actually start, because see, even this end of this year is just like a psychological thing, honestly. Yeah. Like for me personally, like I keep planning every 3 months, every 2 months, there are new things that I keep adding on. There are things that which are added on, I remove. But, you know, this is a time where it's holidays. You have, people have 5 to 10 days. And this year specifically, because it's been difficult for many people. So I think it, you can use this time. It could be 2 or 3 days. But definitely, either you can go with the 5 Fs, or you can think of one thing that you really... And I'm going to just put myself out there, because I want to do this. I was telling Kareem, I want to have some sort of public accountability, because next year... Or at least some of the listeners, or Kareem, or somebody, or anybody can ask, okay, Shyaf, last year you said this. Okay, where are you? In this 5 Fs, what I really want to get good at is the finance side. Okay? I've started learning about investing. Okay? Because most of us, when we... I'll talk about myself. In school, in uni, wherever, they don't teach you about investing. They teach you about saving, maybe, and just saving. You know, they don't teach you how to make money work for you. Yeah, so I think one of the things that I'm actually going to do, which I really want to get good at in 2021, and by the end of 2021, like I need to be in a place where you can ask, because I'm not going to get into specifics, definitely, but I want to get good at investing. I want to master this game. Yeah, and
bro, I have a great resource for you that I want to share with you first, and then we can do an episode about it after you've checked it out. In relation to that, something that will really be amazing, man, in terms of finance, and hopefully we can do an episode about it in January for sure.
And one of, just some behind the scene information, you know, this was one of the topics, if you remember, Kareem, I added, and when we both started adding topics for Mindset Kitchen, this is one of the topics that I added 4, 5, 6 months back, relationship.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's there, it's called, you know, Mindset and Money. Basically relationship with money. But you know, if you remember, I was always very hesitant, because I have this problem sometimes, which I don't think so. There needs to be like most of the topics that I like to discuss are topics where, you know, I'm good at it or I am like, you know, reaching there. So I feel mm-hmm. I'm not yet, you know, there to actually speak about, you know, money, even though, you know, I feel I need to be better at it, just to put it. Yeah. So hopefully.
Yeah. And I think a lot of us could be better at it for sure, you know, yeah. And I think it's all about having like a framework to follow, because that demystifies the process and mm-hmm. it makes it a lot easier. Mm-hmm. And I know that we have 2 minutes left. So one thing that I just wanted to put from my side mm-hmm. is, and it actually goes back to something really important you said at the beginning, Chef, is this notion of focusing on the lead measures. Yeah. Because it's easy for us to say, okay, you know, next year I want to get a 6-pack, you know, or a 5-pack for the more advanced people. But getting a 5-pack is still a lag measure.
Lag measure, yes.
It's easy. And lag measures are great to put because they're easy. It's easy to say, I want to make $1 million mm-hmm. next year. But what's more difficult and also more difficult to measure, and that's what separates, right, the successful from the non-successful, is, you know, taking the time to actually figure out what are the lead measures. You know, what does that mean in terms of commitments, let's say, that you're going to make to make it, for example, to the gym, or to get X amount of workouts in per week, or to do X amount of like outreaches, let's say, per week as an individual, as a company, as a team. You know, so one thing that I'm learning from you right now and remembering from you right now is the importance of when I do set goals for myself, lag measures are great, but I'm going to make sure that I'm focusing on the lead measures and that I'm measuring those specifically across the 5 Fs really.
So this is for me also, because bro, there are a lot of things every year I've been putting, but I think this is the benefit from the episode that we did. Honestly, lead and lag was introduced to me in April, May, when we did it. Yeah, so I've mm-hmm. implemented, and I'm like a big like ambassador of this. Like everybody, I tell them, okay, you're putting 100%. Lead and lag. So anyways, guys, so who many of you who have not listened to this episode, it is episode 9 called Lead and Lag Measures. Check it out. So I think we are more or less out of time today, but we wanted to keep a super short episode, and just, you know, to you know, make sure like we don't, you know, like just disappear and suddenly come back in Jan. So hopefully, guys, we will see you again. Okay, this episode you will see within, you know, you might be seeing this in the last week of December. But as usual, this year has been great. And on camera, I really wanted to thank my bro Kareem, yeah, for, you know, really pushing me to do these episodes. He's been
likewise, bro. I could say the same for you.
Bro, definitely. You've been like an amazing accountability badass partner, man. Like amazing, yeah. So,
bro, the feeling is mutual, and next year is only gonna be better, man.
Definitely.
This year we were just getting started with the show. I think next year we're gonna really bring the heat.
Yeah, to you and we have some really like good stuff planned. You know, we're gonna take the podcast to the next level.
100%.
And so technically this is going to be, so we did with this episode, we did 32 episodes. Honestly, nice. Bro, that's
not bad at all.
For a lockdown, I think we did okay. And so guys, that's it. So we really, really appreciate all your support. Some of you guys who've been, you know, constantly listening, giving us feedback. As usual, follow the pages, comment, let us know what you think, and tell us what you want to actually listen from us in 2021. And I'm going to keep it out there, like as usual, like few of you actually got in touch with me regarding, you know, there's some help that you guys needed. Some of you, you know who you are, like who have done a lot of progress in the past 1 month or so since we've been working together. So again, me and Kareem, as usual, we are putting ourselves out there. If some of you want help with 2021, 10 minute favors are available, like 10 to 5 minutes. Like you want help putting a plan together, hit me up, hit Kareem
up.
Let us
know. Yeah.
We will be more than happy so to help you guys. So that's all from my side, guys. And before I go, I want to make sure you guys saw my t-shirt. Kareem does not have one till now.
not yet.
And we will be rolling out Mindset Kitchen merchandise, you know. Once we have it, maybe some of you good people, we give it for free. And some of you people, you know, you can buy it, order it online as well. But we'll get there. We'll let you guys know.
Yeah.
So that's all from us. hope you guys have an amazing 2021. And that's all, guys. Enjoy your holiday season. And before I actually go, I also want to thank these guys, by the way, this cool studio and these guys here in Belgrade, you know, this podcast Accelerator guys. I will leave some links. I know many of you might not be coming to Serbia, but definitely I'll leave some of these links in wherever in the description. Do check these guys out. I know they are really nice guys. And that's all from my side. Anything else you want to add, Karim?
I think that's pretty much it. We'll see you guys in the new year. That's it.
All right, guys. Take care and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.